All right, next up we've got Stacking Theory. Am I Part of the Problem? A Lullaby for the Brokenhearted.
Am I really this far from the truth? Was the moment we had everything? Did you find what you needed?
Singing a lullaby to yourself, I think, is a good take on the challenge. And there are a lot of nice harmonies in this song, which I like. I also think the phrase, "I'll build a bridge" in the lyrics, happens during the bridge, which is kind of like a cheeky wink to songwriters, which I like. I think the electric piano at the start of the song sounds really nice. Like, I'm wondering if that's a Rhodes. The lullaby challenge, I think, is especially well-suited for folks who tend to lean into a slower and more introspective songs. And I think this may help why Stacking Theory submitted two Shadows.
I think this is one of the songs that I mentioned before where the music is so fully realized and compelling and atmospheric that the lyrics kind of take a back seat. And I enjoyed the vibe. I enjoyed the really big, huge harmony, vocal harmonies. And, you know, I criticize Cave Dwellers for not leaning into the emotion enough. And I'm going to a little bit criticize Stacking Theory for leaning a little bit too much. And as I say that, I sound like a monster again, but Stacking Theory, the lyrics tend to be really, really, really soul-crushing. And I absolutely understand from a sort of perspective of catharsis or self-expression, if that's what you feel like you need to express, then you should do that. But when it comes to judging a contest, it kind of turns into a lot. And I do appreciate that for every single artist, we only have to hear one song of theirs per round. So you can kind of do your own thing and it's okay because everybody else is doing their own different thing. But the prospect of listening to an entire Stacking Theory album in one sitting feels very daunting to me because I think it would just be too heavy. And so I sometimes kind of tune out some of the lyrics, and this was a little bit that, but the music was really compelling and I enjoyed listening to it.
I noted earlier that most of the competing entries had no dynamics. Now, I like this song, but this is a good argument against dynamics in lullabies because this song has good dynamics. And it sort of ruins the song, at least the song's practicality as a lullaby. Like, I think this is a good song, but not a good lullaby. I think the choruses, the bridge, and the guitar solo might tend to wake up listeners instead of putting them to sleep or keeping them asleep. But it's a very enjoyable ballad, and I liked it a lot as a ballad. Yeah.